Wednesday afternoon, April 25th, our first edition of our Spring Open Mac, and we'd hope to do a bit more, but we sit down 2 days before our spring game and talk about the spring. What's going on? What's happening? We haven't had much, so we haven't had much out there. So let's talk about, you guys have had 14 practices in the book, so there is a lot to talk about.
No doubt, my friend. It's been a wonderful spring, and I know you've been out and about following our spring sports, and we've had a wonderful spring season. But if you do want to find out information, I am going to give JM_fireup on Twitter. You can keep up to date with us. JM, capital J, M, capital F, IRE, capital UP, _. You can follow Coach Mack on Twitter. But the spring has went really, really well, Tom. We've worked 4 quarterbacks, have been very pleased with our quarterback play and competition. Andrew Clements, Austin Fales, Jake White, and Jordan Jones, in no specific order, have all competed this spring and done a wonderful job. Pleased with all of them. And this Saturday is a big deal for them. How they play in a game-like atmosphere will determine who comes into the pecking order for the starting quarterback this spring, or in the fall.
Let's talk about that position a little bit more. You mentioned those 4 guys. Gunnar Jespersen is gone. He finished his senior season in the fall, and after 2 years as a starter for us, we saw Andrew Clements in there a little bit last year. You mentioned how big the spring game is on Friday. I wouldn't imagine you're going to make a decision after Friday, but you'll get a good read on where these guys are at that point, I would think.
No doubt, my friend, no doubt. What we will do is, what Friday's scrimmage will do, the spring game will do, is get a pecking order. They won't win the position, but they'll put themselves in position to win the position. And that's really for every position. So it's a big day, and you're exactly right. We're not going to name a starter until a week before the first game.
And what's your thought on that? Do you think you could have 1 or 2 guys in there during the year? Do you think there could be some situational quarterbacks, or are you looking to have a definitive number one guy?
I'm going to let it play out. It could be situational quarterbacks, and it could be a number one quarterback. It depends on how that player develops after spring football. What are their work habits in the summer? How do they come in the fall camp? How do they play in fall camp up to the Stony Brook game? What we'll have to do is limit the reps. We won't be able to start. We've repped 4 quarterbacks this spring. We won't do that in the fall. We'll only rep 2.
Let's talk about a little bit more about the spring and those 14 practices. Where were you at the beginning, and where are you now? And have you accomplished what you hope to accomplish at this point?
Great question. At the beginning, we were a very, very raw football team.
Because you lost a lot of bodies from last year.
We lost 16 seniors, some wonderful players, and some at key positions. And it really started developing it February 1st in winter workout. And we've kind of let this thing unfold it, regardless of class, who's going to be the leaders, who's going to be our playmakers. So we've kind of got... The process has been fun to watch. This team likes to play. They're not into rituals, chants, and stuff like that. Team huddles. They like to play football, and that's a lot of fun to watch them play, and they go out and compete. So that reminds me a lot of the 2009 team. It really does. They're fun to be around. We've not always had A practices, but we hadn't had any Ds or Fs. We've had Cs, but not Ds or Fs. And that happens when you get in the drudgery of football. So the process of this thing when we started was, let's find out who we are. Let's get out there and play fast, and let's function as a unit. And I think we've done that. We've had to replace 4 offensive linemen. I think the offensive line development has been fabulous. I think our play at quarterback, for playing 4 quarterbacks, different. And it's hard on those guys. It's hard on the student athlete because they get in, they get out, they get in. You know what I mean? And get into a rhythm, that can be difficult, and you can stop some players' development, but it's what we have to do, to be fair. I'm pleased with our skill positions. We're going to be really, really good in our skill positions. And so that side, and defensively, we got one heartbeat now. The second year in our package, Tommy Buzzo and Jason Manson have just done a fabulous job. We're much more efficient in executing, and we're playing harder. I give Don Hanai and Rob Morrison with the defensive line have just done a fabulous job of getting those guys ready to play.
Let's talk about Friday a little bit, and you'll begin around 1:50 or so. The game's not going to start till after 2:30, but you'll do your normal spring awards and then get ready for the game. What do you look for on a day like Friday? You know, between 2:30 and 4:30, you want to see what happened out on the field.
Guys play hard regardless of circumstance. Do your very, very best and compete at a high level. Compete at a high level. And if we get competition, there's going to be mistakes because you're going to have intermovable parts, players, different guys that haven't worked always together with people throughout the spring because you got two teams. You got a blue team, you got a white team. But I want to see people compete and give the game justice and play the game the right way. And if we can get that done, it'll lead into the next phase of our process, which is we've had winter workout, spring football, and we're moving into summer workout, and we got fall camp. So it'll lead into the summer workouts in a positive direction.
If you could pick one guy on each side of the ball to say has really stood out this spring, who would that be? I know it's difficult to pick one guy on each side, but you usually won't just give me one guy, but I'll ask.
You'll ask. You know, very interesting question. I'm going to tell you this. Josh Elise has had a great spring at the D-line. I mean, he's stood out in every scrimmage. He's not always run with the ones, the first group. And we play eight guys on the defensive line, but he has really had a wonderful spring. And that's one that could stand out. When I look at him, I go, whoa, he's hard to block. It's tough. Offensively, it's a little bit harder. We have a good group of running backs that have really done well. Chris Tolbert, Rob Holloman, and Nate Pagan. Really, really good. And I'm going to say this now. Josh Celeron is a big back, and he has had a great spring. I'm elaborating a little bit like you said I would, and you know me doing this. You know this is our seventh spring. But together is the fact that he's had a good spring. And then at receiver, we got a core of receivers that I really, really like in Devin Baker, Denzel Jones, and Nick Vaccarella, playmakers. So I'm really excited about that. So we got, and the Lions developed. So in a nutshell, I just gave you the best answer I possibly could.
It's very diplomatic is what it is. There are new guys here in the spring that weren't here, and you mentioned one of them at running back in Holloman. How much of an impact have those new guys that have gotten here this spring made already on this team?
Huge. And I'll tell you why, the offensive line. We knew that the way we had seven guys graduate at midterm last year, so we were able to sign guys at midterm. We didn't have guys leave the program. Because they left, they graduated. So it freed up some spots, and it was really effective. Joe Dowling, the transfer from Dean Junior College, has had a wonderful spring. Dominic Zook, who came from Milford Academy, has had a wonderful spring. John Connors, the transfer from Erie Community College, has had a good spring. Those are three offensive linemen right there. And Joey Maggio, the high school young man from New Jersey, Pope John the 23rd, came here at midterm. They really added to our depth. So that right there alone has been huge for us to function.
You mentioned the number of guys that left that position. I mean, it was important for you to kind of restock and get some new bodies in there.
No doubt. If we had four guys graduating, now they were done and they all graduated at midterm. So, I mean, we were sitting there going, if we don't get guys in here for spring football, it's going to be a struggle. You play quarterback. And when you get in there and you had guys that had never played the game and hadn't been in the spring football, and it isn't that we had a lot of guys not coming back. We've had some guys get injured and not be able to play anymore. So that's hurt us a little bit at that position.
You mentioned it 40 seconds in, but we'll bring it up again, is you on Twitter. And it took me a little while to believe. We went through a couple weeks of making sure that we were going to update and do what we did. But I think it's been a great tool for you to let people follow what's going on, because we're not posting articles every day, or we don't sit down and do this every day. And it's an opportunity for you and for the people that don't know. You sit here with your iPad and update, and that thing pretty much goes with you wherever you go now. But have you noticed a response? Have you gotten some feedback? I know that we're up close to 100 followers now. We have to get that up there and bump that up there, and hopefully after today it'll go up even higher. But have you noticed some feedback? And I know it's, has it been difficult for you? Is it easy for you to I don't want to say teaching old dog new tricks because I don't think we're there, but has it been difficult?
No, it's been a blast. Here's the deal. I worry about spelling. My daughter gets on me. Because it doesn't have on that thing where you can review it.
There's got to be some kind of spell check app for Twitter.
Here's my problem. It's there. T-H-E-I-R-O and then T-H-E-R-E. I struggle with that. And A-R-E and O-U-R. Now, I have a master's degree, but that's always been an issue with me. And I worry about that more than anything else. But it's been a lot of fun. I get a lot of people that don't follow me I've learned about Twitter that'll send me messages and stuff or ask me to retweet. The one thing I'm not going to do is retweet anything or make any comments back on personal sayings or anything that they say about me or about anything. I've had a couple of those, but it's been fun. As long as you don't take it personal, but it's a good way to get words out. And if you notice, we say nothing but positive things, and we're going to have a lot of fun with it. And I think it is a good way to get things out. And our young men, I know we have players on our team that don't follow us, but get on the Twitter and follow it. They're just not regular followers to get the update, but they'll get on and follow it. So we're excited about it. Let's have some fun with it, man. Let's get those followers up and keep enjoying it. We were tweeted the day, I think, by the NEC one day for our 8 days out for spring ball, and we're going to have a countdown here to Stony Brook, and let's have some fun.
Are you going to take it out with you on the field on Friday?
I probably could, but I don't have two hands with a wireless mic. I have two hands, but I don't know if I could keep up with it unless we got someone like a butler walking behind me holding it where I could have them tweet for me.
Maybe we can figure that out. You can hear it, everything beeping.
Beeping there, right? And what we could do is, Brad Kulowski in NASCAR, his tweet. We could probably tweet during the game.
Oh yeah, he tweets from his car, right?
Right.
That's safe.
Well, he wasn't driving. But, it's just been a blast doing it. It's been a really fun way to communicate, and I appreciate you letting me do it. It's being head of communication down here allowed me to get my license, my driver's license, my Twitter's license, the tweet on a regular basis.
All right, spring game, Friday. Kickoff will be right around 2:38 or so. Spring awards will start at 2 o'clock right on the Root Field. Admission is free. Get your look at the new bleachers on the other side, which will be open next year. We host Lehigh in our home opener on September 8th. Final words before we end?
JM fire up _. Fire up, baby.
All right. We appreciate your time, and we will see you on Friday.